morning, Lee. How are you?
Congratulations. You've taken out this year's Volunteer Emergency Services Award for your work with the Tasmanian Fire Service. Well done.
Thank you very much, Lee. What a shock. Very humble position, but once again, thank you very much.
This time of the year, I enjoy it when our fireys have a quiet period of time. I know the summer season is now here and it's always can be quite delicate for those in your industry fighting those fires, but it's all about doing the right thing, isn't it, and keeping our property and lives safe.
Absolutely. Being prepared is obviously our ultimate goal, making sure everyone's prepared, and it's no different to our crews, making sure that they're all prepared, ready for the upcoming summer.
So that's the role of the Tasmanian Fire Service, which I say do a fantastic job in our community. But let's get to a more personal level and why your peers have voted you for Volunteer Emergency Services Award winner for this year, Mark. You've been a firey now for the best part of 36 years. Wow. What made you get into the Tasmanian Fire Service way back then? Can you remember when?
It was a long time ago. I guess I got involved in a very young part of my life as a junior firefighter with the Ridgely Brigade. Back then, I guess there wasn't many juniors around, but it was good to catch on to some of my, senior colleagues, I guess, back then, and taught me the traits of the business, I guess. But, getting involved, I guess, from a personal point, I had an experience with a family member. My father was involved in a fire, and I had significant burns in my very childhood years. I think I was about 4 years old back then, but, driving that safety message and driving that fire prevention has always driven me to where I am today.
So it resonates for you as a person way back when you were only four. Wow. And you've been part of the Burnie and the Ridgely Fire Brigades and also helping out around the region as well. And little birdie tells me that when you came to the Ridgely Fire Brigade, Mark, you were full of beans and a little bit of mischief as well, and nothing's really changed.
No. Still try to continue those that traditional trait, yes.
Being a volunteer is so rewarding in our community, isn't it?
Absolutely. You look to those people as being like a family, getting to the local station, helping out the community, and it could be a community barbecue, it could be, the preparedness for the bushfire season, it could be the Santa run that we go around the community, or it could be, a fundraising event that we've done in the past with the Ridgely Fun Run, being engaged with the community is a big part, and having, a lot of local members, recognise what you do in that community, you try to attract those members to support that community.
Mark, for those that are interested in becoming a firey, might be a few people listening this morning and think, that's something that I've been thinking about doing, haven't decided yet, but I think, I might be a firey at one of the brigades right across the northwest coast. There is ways of getting involved.
That's correct, and probably the simplest way for those that are using the technology, you can log an inquiry with the Tasmanian Fire Service and they will direct you on to the local brigade that, you reside in that area. They'll forward that on to the nominated officers or the nominated person within the brigade and they'll get in contact with you. From there, you come along, have a look at the brigade, they show you what it's about, the commitment required, the training provided, and those are the sorts of things that we're looking at. So it's not just a case of, we grab a person off the street and throw them on one of the appliances or at the fire front. We've got to make sure that they're adequately trained before we put those into those situations.
You've just about fulfilled every part of the Tasmanian Fire Service, haven't you?
I've played a few roles within the fire service, helping out with training, but really trying to drive that engagement with our members is the key part, making sure that they've got a progress or progression plan to develop those people. Working on the next leaders, they're the critical parts we want to get to.
And bringing the brigades up to speed during your role as brigade chief, particularly at Ridgely, it was all about setting up, modernising the fleet, making sure they're up to scratch.
And that's a big part that the brigades do, the preparedness, making sure the appliances are ready to go. So, whether it's gear, making sure the gear is in, is regularly checked, making sure that the pumps, the chainsaws, the generators, whatever other appliances we've got on there, making sure that the UHFs, the batteries, everything is ready to go in that situation when they are required.
And it's always a good feel-good story, isn't it, when your peers, those people that you've worked with over the journey, have put your name forward to win this year's Volunteer Emergency Services Award. So well done to you, Mark. And I noticed here you've demonstrated enthusiasm, leadership, passionate to train and mentor others, and exceptional organisational skills both in and an operational and social aspect, and working tirelessly at times, sometimes the detriments of your own personal sacrifice. So that's great to have it. Look, it's a very, very impressive resume. You must be absolutely proud of that.
I am very proud and very humbled. I don't think it's settled in yet, but look, on behalf of whoever nominated me and my peers under me, you know, I accept this on their behalf, because obviously, you know, they've assisted me and driven my passion to where we are today. And thank you to the radio station. It's a great acknowledgement, and I do appreciate that.
Mark Lillico, job well done. Keep up the good work, and thanks very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks, everyone.